Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ, 89.1 FM Descanso, the network for social justice, recording at our studio in East County. Today, my very special guest is Estela de los Rios. She is the executive director of CSA, and she's going to be talking with us today about a very important issue locally, which is getting some help for the homeless. Estela, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
For people who may not be familiar with CSA, can you tell us a little bit about the organization, where it's located, and its mission?
Yes, we are located in El Cajon, California. We've been in existence since 1969, one of the oldest civil and human rights organizations in the entire region of San Diego. And we advocate for the rights of everyone. Our issues are fair housing, human trafficking, and youth mentorship program.
Very good. So housing obviously ties in with the entire homelessness issue. And you contacted us today because you wanted to speak out about what you view as some very serious problems in how the city of San Diego, other communities as well, but particularly the city of San Diego, is dealing with their growing number of homeless. San Diego is now ranked the fourth worst in the nation, with the fourth highest homeless population in the United States, according to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Five or six?
Correct. This number is appalling, considering that we are the finest city, so-called San Diego. And it's appalling, but mostly it's very inhumane. And this is the reason why I'd like to speak in regards to this issue.
So give us some examples of what's being done under Mayor Faulkner's leadership and that the city council has basically allowed to go on that is inhumane.
As we all know, this season has been a very rainy season,
yes,
and our homelessness have had no option but to get cover under a tree or under a freeway or whatever that coverage is. Our homeless have been searching for some warm shelter. Well, contrary, because they do this, they've been receiving citations. Mayor Faulkner not only is not addressing this issue, but add insult to injury, he's giving them citations.
So basically they're criminalizing homelessness instead of opening even a winter shelter, for example, or getting real help to these people. They're writing citations. We've also seen on the news last year when they had the All-Star Game coming to town, they decided to put up sharp rocks under an overpass where the homeless used to take shelter during storms because they didn't want visitors, these football fans from out of town, to see homeless people camped out there. And then more recently, in the recent storms, it's been all over social media and the news that they've been taking away tents of people who have nowhere else to go and literally putting lives in jeopardy, leaving people out in this cold, cold weather and rain with no tents. In some cases, they even took their sleeping bags.
Yes, and this is inhumane. We're speaking about families. We're speaking about children. We're speaking about families that have gone through some economic crises. All these people have a story. These people deserve some respect. They don't deserve citations or to be criminalized because they want a better quality for themselves. A lot of them need resources. What is the issue? Affordable housing. We don't have affordable housing available. And where it trickles down to is our city government. And I believe it's the mayor's responsibility because it reflects on him. Just looking at the statistics, number four, being the largest city in the entire nation, that should tell you something. That should say how we are treating our homeless population.
So what should be done instead? If you could be mayor, wave a magic wand and suddenly have the mayor see the light in the council, what would you do, Estela?
Because we are a fair housing advocate, I have done many research and also attend many meetings task force with the homelessness. There are different models that we have in the entire nation, and I'll speak about two models. One model in particular has a rotating shelter. What does that mean? That means churches and organizations, and there's plenty of advocates that believe that these homeless families deserve a shelter deserve resources. Many of them have needs, mental health needs. Many of them have medical needs. So what this rotating shelter would mean is that everyone would take a responsibility and play a role, whether it's a church one month, another church the next month to feed the homeless, another resource church to have a employment fair or to prepare them for employment. Everyone could take a role. Everyone could take a responsible role into giving them another opportunity to become a self-sufficient family. We have another model that I'd like to also refer to in another city. I believe it was Detroit in 2011. They opened up a outreach workers that went out to see and assess what is the needs of our homeless population. What are the resources that they could connect them to? That's an easy assessment. If you can connect resources with the homeless population, just imagine how many homeless families would be able to be on the road again to be self-sufficient, find some housing, find a job, and be self-sufficient on their own. So there are models out there. It's just that the mayor and the city officials have to take the responsibility and have to take an interest. First of all, they don't have an interest in this issue. By giving out citations and criminalizing and ignoring the problem is saying, we don't have a problem. You know, let's just say there is no problem here. And that's not right. That is beyond being inhumane.
Yeah, I mean, every year we're having people literally die on the streets of exposure or illness or things that would be very preventable if they even had at least shelter. And obviously, as you've noted, shelter alone, though, isn't going to get people off of the streets long term, a temporary shelter. It ultimately takes other things like addressing the core reason why they're homeless, whether it's a mental health issue or a substance abuse issue or a loss of a job or a need to learn English or simply the fact that they cannot afford, you know, whatever the minimum housing cost is in the city of San Diego or the county of San Diego.
And you're correct. And the sad part of all this is that we as NGOs have many, many resources in the entire region of San Diego. So there's no excuse why we cannot help the homeless population in our area because we have an abundance of resources.
So you're saying the private sector, the non-governmental organizations like churches and nonprofits, if they all got together and formed some kind of a network, could do what the cities are failing to do?
Correct. And in addition, the cities do have some costs there that I believe they should be responsible in providing some resources. I know that there's more need and there's a demand, but I also know that there's allocations that the cities can make to address our homeless population.
Well, we're even seeing now it's gotten so bad that even the big hoteliers are saying that something should be done about the homelessness because it's bad for tourism.
Right. They're concerned because, as you all know, San Diego, the finest city, tourism city, the industry is very concerned because now tourists will come to San Diego and they will see scenes of homeless people out in the streets. Well, no one should blame themselves but our mayor and the city officials because this is an issue that is not new to San Diego. It's been here for many years and it's been on the radar, but they turn a blind eye.
Well, and now we're seeing talk about Mayor Sanders apparently doing outreach in Republican circles, some fundraising, about launching a bid to run for governor, and he's positioning himself as a moderate. But what would you say to that?
I would say he's a politician. We knew from the very beginning that this was the main issue, that he doesn't care about City of San Diego. He just cares about his political career. I know that a lot of us advocates have known this for a while, and he just confirmed it by, I believe, 2 weeks ago, he announced that he was interested in running for the governor of the state. And that just confirmed our beliefs all along that the issues of homelessness or any other issue of City of San Diego is not what he's interested in.
How do we make housing more affordable?
I believe that every city has an allocated plan. I know this because I work in this arena of fair housing. They have community block grant monies that HUD allocates to every city.
Federal Housing and Urban Development Agency.
Exactly. And those funds are particularly for affordable housing, for all housing assistance. And what our city officials tend to do in the mayors, it's different in every city, but particularly in the city of San Diego, a big chunk of that funding does not go to affordable housing. So this is where it becomes an issue of where do we allocate this money? To affordable housing or to fix potholes?
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the cities in East County and the county itself. So we have the County of San Diego, and then within that out here we have the cities of Lemon Grove, La Mesa, El Cajon, Santee. What kind of a job are those entities doing, Estella? Who's doing better than others, and what more needs to happen?
Well, I believe that the homelessness factor is a priority in every city. Sadly, every morning I drive through an area in El Cajon where there's 3/10 of homelessness.
Yeah.
And statistically wide, I know that Sandag has statistics on hand where the homeless issue has risen. The homeless population migrates from town to town because some towns will refuse to have homelessness and they just run them out of town and they just migrate to another town. So in East County, there is an issue, but not as bad as the city of San Diego.
I should interject here that last year, the San Diego County Grand Jury made a recommendation that all of the cities in East County should do more for the homeless. And some of them responded to those recommendations, and some of them completely ignored them. But one thing that did come out of that is there was an establishment of a regional East County task force on the homeless. And now what's happening is they're sending out, at least in the county, if they send out, say, a sheriff, they'll send out a social worker with them. They're going out and actually trying to talk to some of the homeless people and do a needs assessment, I understand, to see maybe what help they need or what resources they might qualify for. Some of them don't even know, you know, that there might be help available. Do you have any take on how effective that is? Is this just window dressing, or is it really helping in a substantive way, do you think?
I believe that action needs to take place. Doing assessments and asking questions is good, but I also believe that we need immediate attention to our homelessness. They need a short-term, perhaps shelters. They need resources as far as if they need medical help or mental help. Those need to be addressed as well. With every homeless person, as I mentioned, there's families, there's children, and there's lives that are involved.
Right. And actually, a pretty high percentage of them are veterans who've served our country also.
Yes. Sadly, we do receive a lot of calls where we do have homeless veterans that are seeking shelters, and the shelters are just ripping from the seams. There's not enough shelters. So again, our city officials need to do something more about this problem.
So what would you do? They're not here today. I'm sure if they were, they would probably say, gee, it sounds great to say let's help them, but city resources are strained. There's not enough money. What would your answer to that be?
My answer is your obligation under the Fair Housing Act of Housing, Urban, and Development is to provide housing for all, is to not discriminate because of socioeconomic factors and because of challenges. There needs to be monies allocated to have affordable housing. That way everyone has an opportunity to be in a safe environment. And if that takes taking monies away from one program to another, for example, public service, and that
Parks
has to be done. That has to be done.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there anything else that you would like to address specifically today?
No, I just want to say thank you, Miriam, because homelessness is and should be a priority for the entire region of San Diego.
And Estella, if people want to get more information about the work that CSA is doing or get involved, maybe somebody out there has resources to bring to bear or a facility where they would be willing to open it for the homeless, how can they get in touch with you and where can they get more information?
Please do. 619-444-5700. We would really appreciate any help or any assistance, volunteer work to assist our homeless population.
Estella, if listeners out there are concerned about what the mayor and the city council in San Diego are doing or not doing to help the homeless, what advice would you give them? Do you think that speaking out and letting their voices be heard makes a difference?
Yes, I believe that anyone can contact our city officials, in this case the city mayor, and just say, you know, your responsibility is to the community, and our community needs to be focused in addressing the homeless issue, not making them criminals.
There's a petition also, isn't there, that people can sign? Tell us about that.
Yes, I encourage you to go to www.change.org and please join us in this petition. Our mayor needs to understand that we're not alone in this fight. We have signatures on this petition, and I encourage you again, change.org, petition for helping our homeless in San Diego.
Okay. Thank you very much for joining us today on the East County Magazine show on KNSJ, the Network for Social Justice.